is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 12:50, 10 to 1. Beautiful Saturday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. By the way, we are available at nationradioteam1260.com via email, and we're on Twitter at It's Nation Radio. Team 1260 on Monday, two shows that you're going to want to listen to. I love talk radio. So ordinarily, I'm driving around visiting clients during the weekdays, but I'm taking a two-hour road trip on Monday because we've got Inside Hockey coming with Dusty Nielsen as your host. And the lineup he'll have weekly includes Bob McKenzie, Darren Dreger, Ryan Rashog, Elliot Friedman, Darren Pang, Scott Burnside from USA Today, and Doug McClain. So, you know, we do know that he'll try to trade lunch with each of these people. But we also know that there'll be some great information passed along. And especially as we get into training camp here and even now where there are, you know, invites. Jordan Henry got an invite from, I think, Minnesota today. There's all kinds of hockey tidbits that happen around this time of year. And a lot, including the Oilers as well. You can't get more inside than McKenzie, Dreger, Rashog, Friedman, Pang, Burnside, and McClain. And that's going to be a great show. And we've kind of been previewing this week with this past week or so with Dusty, but the big hitters are going to be coming this coming week, starting noon on Monday, and I think Dusty will probably try to trade a large sandwich or something on Monday, but it'll be a good show, and we want you to stay tuned for that. Mark Spector's show is also premiering on Monday, 1 to 2 o'clock. Mark is a guy that, if you are in the Edmonton area, I've been following sports for a long time, you know the quality of this guy. He's an absolute killer. He gets a story. He has an opinion. He has a strong opinion. He was the guy who did all the legwork and broke the Sheldon Surrey story, which would have been about 14 months or so ago. This is a great show. And I, for one, will be absolutely glued to the radio 1 o'clock on Monday. And I encourage you to listen, too, because if you're an Edmonton Oilers fan, a sports fan, an Eskimo fan, whatever it may be, Mark Spector will have it covered every weekday here at 1 o'clock. And it all gets underway on Monday. Now, it's 12:52. In the next hour, we'll be talking to Kent Wilson from Flames Nation. We need to build a good hate for the Flames. So we're going to bring Kent in and insult him for about 20 minutes, and that'll probably start off some kind of war. That'll begin at 1 o'clock. And then Jeff Chrishell, have some questions for Jeff. Generally speaking about Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Ryan Whitney and their situations, but in more general terms than them specifically, if that makes any sense. Want to talk about nutrition and youngsters 18 years old gaining 10 or 11 pounds during the summer and whether that impacts their mobility and agility. And then about Ryan Whitney, about, you know, veteran players, elite level talents, and the recovery time, because you know, Ryan Whitney had a setback a couple of weeks ago, and everything apparently is going to be okay for opening night. We'll just talk to Jeff about that and about how it may work and what these athletes can do with modern medicine these days. This hour has been devoted to the Oilers 11-12 and what we can look forward to. I have 10 things that we can look forward to very quickly, and I think these 10 things are universal. It doesn't matter whether you're an old-timey fan, a Marchand overtime goal fan, a Taylor Hall fan like Connor. He barely knew the game of hockey before Taylor Hall. Is that right, Connor? Have you played before? Do you know what skates look like?
Just found out.
I'm just
Crosby helps you.
Those
commercials really taught me a lot.
Anyway, so these are the 10 things that you can look forward to no matter how old you are as an Edmonton Oilers fan. Number one is Ryan Smith returning. Come on. You know, Robin Brownlee had him on last week. Killer interview. And really looking at this guy as a part of the Edmonton Oilers as a mentor. And what's better than that? Ryan Smith bleeds copper and blue. If you don't believe me, go back and look at the press conference when he was traded, when he was flying out of town. It hurts to even view it. So this is a guy who is going to come in and mentor the Taylor Halls of the world, and I think he'll spend more time on the penalty kill than the power play, and we talked to Matt Bug about that. But this is an individual who can really help the Edmonton Oilers, not just as a guy who is at the end of his career and not really able to play big minutes. He can help them, and coming in as he is, I think it's a brilliant move, and I think it's the number one reason to look forward to this team. Number two, or 1A, Taylor Hall is a year older, and if you remember, he really started kicking ass around early December. I remember the Saturday night game where I think it was St. Louis, December 4th, and there was a play where Andy McDonald hit his head on Horkoff, and Whitney got the puck, and Hall was jailbreak. It had to be like 4 seconds after he got the puck that it was in the net, or they made the move to get the puck after it was in the net. Taylor Hall really was coming on, and that injury was unfortunate. But he talked this week about the fact that it allowed him to heal a little bit. He'd played a lot of hockey over the previous 24 months and done a lot of training. I think Taylor Hall is going to really do some great things here this year. Number three, the penalty kill should be better. My goodness. They brought in Eric Bélanger, so they have Horkoff and Bélanger at center. Ryan Smith can help. They might need some help from Neberle or Ryan Jones to help make three penalty-killing sets up front, but there's a lot more to build off of. Andy Sutton has some experience, some big-time experience on the penalty kill. Man, if you sat at Rexall the last couple of years watching the penalty kill, this has got to be great news that they're not going to give up 73 goals or whatever it is on the penalty kill in the next year or so. Number four, Devan Dubnyk is in an ideal position. He's got enough NHL experience. He played, 35 games a year ago. If Nikolai Habibulin, doesn't crush it. Remember, Javi Bullen had a shutout to begin last year against Calgary. But if he doesn't crush it, if he cannot come back and play at a higher level, then Dubnyk is much better prepared to take on that number one role than he was a year ago, and he played well a year ago. So that's a positive as well. Number five, we're going to see those six terrific wingers, hopefully all season. We talked about Hall. There's also Aleš Hemský. We talked about Ryan Smith. There's also Jordan Eberle and Magnus Pajarvi and Linus Omark, who was sent out, and I don't know why last year, but he was sent out at the end of training camp. And those six guys, if they can find the right centers and gel and have some chemistry, wow. Remember years and years ago, Craig McTavish talking about three scoring lines and, Mark Pouliot was part of it? Well, there's a little better talent level right now in the Edmonton Oilers system. And they may be young and inexperienced, but you know what? They're going to be very good NHL players. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, I count at number six. I don't know if he's going to play the entire year, but just watching this young man develop. I mean, this is a guy from Burnaby Ryan. And, we should consider ourselves blessed to have Taylor Hall, one number one overall pick. Been on a fan since 72. That's the first time it's happened. Now, a second one comes along. And this kid's a center and has ridiculous ability and agility. He can avoid checks like somebody we saw a long time ago, and I really believe that this is the beginning of a very special relationship between a player and a town, and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins begins all of that for real coming this fall. Number seven, some absolute truculence. Ben Eager and Darcy Hordichuk are part of that, as is Sutton. But this team is going to be very difficult to play against. And there's some young guys coming up, too. Timo Hartikainen is an example. Tyler Pitlick, we talked about him this morning on the blog. These are guys who have some skill, sure, but they also have an ability to get in your face and maybe be difficult to play against. And it's been a while. If you saw the Boston Bruins last year in the spring, man, they had even a guy like Gregory Campbell, who isn't terribly physical, he was hard to play against. He was tough in the corners and along the wall, and he was making the other teams breakout more difficult. I think there's a lot of guys, aside from truculence, like Hartikainen, who might be able to do that. Number eight. In preseason, we're going to get a great look at the future. No matter who gets sent out, all of these kids are going to play quite a lot in the preseason. There's going to be some lineups that are split squads and that sort of thing. You're going to see some great hockey, some great talent. And really, if you're looking at preseason this year and you go to the home games, you're going to see probably some regulars in the next 4 or 5 years get sent out to Oklahoma City. And I'm thinking of Hartikainen and maybe Jeff Petrie. These are really good hockey players. It's not like the old days where you knew where the cuts were going to happen. This team has some talent. Number nine, the Northwest Division. And we're going to talk to Kent in this next hour a little bit about that. But after Vancouver, I'm telling you, if I'm the Calgary Flames, as old as that team is, I don't know. I think finishing second in that division is completely possible. You got Colorado, Edmonton, Minnesota. There's an opportunity there for a team that gets hot and is just has the right chemistry. And maybe Calgary's that team, but we'll do our best to deny that in the next hour. And number 10, another year to watch this young team grow. And if you're like Connor's age and 20, you may not remember the 96-97 team, and you certainly don't remember the Glory Barons, the boys on the bus. But it took like more than 5 minutes for this to happen. Stan Weir was a part of the team, Brett Callaghan, Blair McDonald, when the NHL team when they went from WHA to NHL. It didn't happen immediately. It was a period of years. But, man, those were fun teams to watch. And I mentioned this morning Mark Habscheid. Guys would come up and eventually not be players, or the tragic case of Don Ashby is an example, a call-up who did very well and then lost his life the following summer. But the fact of the matter is, being part of that, the growth of the team, that's the fun part. When they start winning divisions and going deep in the playoffs, that'll be fun too. But this is where we join in and we jump on the bandwagon. And I think for Edmonton Oilers fans, this season, the 11-12 season, is going to be an absolute blast, depending upon your vantage point. Coming up, Kent Wilson in the next 5 minutes.